Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. The Delaware Art Museum recently unveiled its latest exhibition, Paintings from the Collection, showcasing diverse abstract works, landscapes, and eclectic styles. The collection is comprised of pieces from local artists, including a number of acquisitions from other exhibits and gifts from museum donors. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Carl Lengo is joined by Delaware Art Museum head curator Margaret Winslow for more on Paintings from the Collection.
Paintings from the Collection, it's a wide array of art and diverse works from various sources. How did the collection come together?
That's a great question, Carl. This exhibition, Paintings from the Collection, draws primarily on the museum's contemporary painting collection. And across two galleries, we're focusing on landscapes, portraits, abstraction, figuration, works of art primarily from the 1960s through today. And they come into the collection like many other works of art in the Delaware Art Museum's holdings, a range of generous gifts from our supporters over the years, as well as museum purchases. So additions that are coming in that manner.
It's a pretty wide range of artists, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. So these are names who are well familiar to the greater Delaware art community. Artists like Rebecca Raubacher, Ken Mabry, Roberta Tucci, as well as artists who extend outside of the greater Delaware region, Lisa Bradley, Felrith Hines, Simi Knox, an artist who has a long history associated with this area and is based down in Washington, D.C. And as I said, because it's so diverse intentionally, the hope is that visitors will be able to see just how wide a range and variety there is in painting of the last several decades.
You have any favorites?
Oh, that is such a great question, Carl. Always hard to pick a favorite. I am thrilled that we are able to present several new acquisitions to the museum's contemporary painting collection. So you'll see in these exhibitions some museum favorites, paintings that have been in the collection almost since the time they were made. So paintings from the 1980s that came in the 1980s or the 90s or 2000s. In addition, there are recent acquisitions that we have not yet had on view. So a stunning composition by Simi Knox, the first of the artist's work to come into our collection, a recent acquisition that we've been holding for this exhibition, the opportunity to present it for the first time to our visitors. Also a fabulous painting by Rebecca Raubacher, who has an exhibition down at the Bix Museum of American Art currently. A new acquisition, again, on view for the first time in this show.
A lot of exhibitions you work either from an artist or from an era. This one, you kind of just open the door and go. It seems like that would be very challenging as a curator to pull that together. How do you approach that?
It's a wonderful opportunity. I was going to say challenge, and it's a little bit of that too, but really it was a wonderful challenge and a wonderful opportunity to look broadly at 40 years of contemporary painting, to start pulling the threads of those trends that I'm seeing across the collection among the works. How are artists exploring the still life in somewhat similar ways, whether it's compositionally, whether it's in regards to the way they are executing and laying down the imagery on the canvas itself? How are artists portraying people in particular settings, in nuanced ways, in layered compositions, and similar questions to the landscape, to abstraction? What are some of those formal elements that bring various modes of abstraction together. So taking as wide a lens as possible and then pulling together those similar conversations. And that's the hope when visitors go into the spaces, that they will be engaged in that conversation, seeing the diversity, seeing the similarities, considering how artists have worked in painting.
Conversations, that seems to work well with complementary, which is a word used to describe this particular exhibit. What is it, exactly do you mean by complementary? How does it complement the other surrounding exhibits, for example?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for visitors to be immersed in a particular mode of creativity across these two spaces. We have two exhibition spaces dedicated to these exhibitions. And then, of course, go back into the museum's permanent collection, because this is an extension of it. So how does this deeper dive into contemporary painting set them up, offer questions, offer new perspectives for the rest of the museum's collection? And I say that going into the Pre-Raphaelite collection, for example, or looking at Howard Pyle's impressive narrative paintings in the American Illustration Collection.
Museum is also showing its photography from the collection exhibit. Now, in terms of preparation, how does the planning process and those considerations vary from something like paintings from the collection?
That's a wonderful question, Carl. What we aim to do across the exhibition schedule is provide a diverse range of exhibitions that complement the museum's core collections. And so varying the schedule with paintings from the collection, with a photography exhibition, the Delaware Art Museum has deep and rich holdings in photography, including an immersive installation by Dennis Beach, Suspended Spins, that's on view in the museum's East Court. So that when a visitor comes to the museum, they have so many different modes from which to choose and by which to be inspired. So really creating that diverse experience for all of our museum visitors.
So let's get them in the door for all of this activity. Let's talk a little bit more just about the timeline for paintings from the collection. How long do we have here?
Well, it's really quite wonderful. We've been able to have this focus, we'll be able to have this focus on contemporary paintings from the collection from the summer all the way into early next year. So as I mentioned, they're across two galleries. In Gallery 9, that exhibition just opened this past weekend on June 8th. That runs through February 9th of next year. In Galleries 11 and 12 upstairs, that exhibition, that portion of the exhibition, opens on July 13th and is on view through January 5th.
And anything else you want to tell us about the summer before we have to run away here?
Well, I encourage our listeners to visit delart.org, follow us on social media. Our weekly happy hours on Thursday evenings offer a layered creative experience here at the museum. The galleries are open, free to the public. We have live music outside on the museum terrace. Often there's layered programming to complement the evening. It's a great opportunity to come in and experience all the Delaware Art Museum has to offer.
Thanks to the Delaware Art Museum's head curator, Margaret Winslow, and our Carl Engel for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with History Matters and a closer look at the life and legacy of Delaware-born slave turned abolitionist Absalom Jones. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.